Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I am Rob Cowie. This segment... Sorry, Chris.
That's okay. Let me jump in here, Rob. We're taking a closer look at what it means to be a factory-authorized wholesaler with Don Beavers, sales manager of VertexAirsoft.com. Let me spell that for everybody. That's V-E-R-T-E-X, Airsoft, A-I-R-S-O-F-T.com. Don, Rob, I believe you had a couple more questions about map pricing or something in that general area before we took a break.
Yeah, I wanted to distinguish here between e-tailers and retailers, because we've been using the term retail in our conversation a lot, and I know you work with both e-tailers and retailers, and I guess the point that I wanted to clarify with you is that map pricing, that refers to or addresses both retailers and e-tailers. They're both kind of considered the same when it comes to that. Is that correct?
Without question. Keep in mind that factories are not necessarily as up-to-date on marketing as the wholesaler or retailer would be. So they don't distinguish between the two. Though there is a huge difference between a retailer and an e-tailer, it's actually a point of sale for the factories. The only real difference is that the retailer is probably going to stock inventory. The e-tailer is probably going to have it drop shipped from an outfit like ours.
Sure.
So they don't distinguish between the two. It's the minimum advertised price that they'll allow. And they have to have that in order to make the playing field level for everybody out there. Obviously, an e-tailer is going to have a lower overhead than a retailer and could theoretically make money with a lower price out there. But you have to look at the product and its perceived value to the consumer. And if you have an internet advertised price of, let's just say, $18 on an item that would normally retail for $20, then the consumers get it in their mind that that is actually a product worth $18.
Right.
And that's the reason for the minimum advertised pricing, is so that we don't deteriorate the market to the extent that no one makes a profit again.
You don't want to devalue the product.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to devalue. And really, you know, the e-tailers have the advantage that they are e-tailers, and so they're competing. They have different overhead costs, and so they're making their margin there from the fact that they're an e-tail marketer, right?
Exactly. I mean, and the truth is, because they're more modern in many ways than the retailers, they've probably earned that extra profit by being innovative and moving out to the web. So it's not something where they should try to discount their prices. It's they should earn revenues and earn profits on their innovations.
You know, we tell people all the time also that you don't have to have the lowest price to make a sale. I mean, if you're a salesman, if you're doing a good job selling, you don't have to have the lowest price, and probably you shouldn't even have the lowest price. Rob, do you remember at eBay Live, when we were speaking at eBay Live this past July, eBay's national convention, we had a woman in the roundtable session who asked us, who was actually complaining about people who were undercutting her pricing that she was getting from wholesalers and saying, oh, well, this wholesaler isn't real because I see other people out there undercutting the pricing. Well, you know what? If you're working with a real wholesaler, and if you see someone who's undercutting the pricing, personally, if it were me, I would just contact the wholesaler and say, hey, you know, look at these guys.
That's the correct thing to do. And by the way, I was in Vegas there too. I
think were you?
Yes, I went to view things. We try to stay again. Part of being a wholesaler is staying in touch and understanding where the retail market's going. So we try to attend all the conventions.
Excellent.
That's fantastic. Now I want to give a little bit of an appreciation here of some of the things that authorized distributors have to go through. I know most manufacturers actually require a very large minimum quantity order. Can you give us an idea of what kind of inventory levels that you typically have to keep?
Oh yes, stocking so many different items, we have to be prepared to fill from a one-piece order for drop shipping all the way to even full pallets of inventory and without warning. Most of our customers completely rely on us to be their warehousing facility. Now, our retailers are actually more demanding than the factory is as far as that goes. The factory counts on us to allow access to their products, but our customers count on us to have inventory when they need it. One of the purposes of a wholesaler is that a retailer doesn't necessarily know how well a sale is going to go on a particular item. So if you were advertising a product and you happen to sell three times more than you thought you were going to, you kind of need to have an authorized wholesaler with some inventory in stock.
Don, I'm sorry we keep cutting you off, having to go to break here. But we do want to continue with this question as soon as we come back. It is time for another short break. We have a lot more to talk about with Don Beavers when we return. If you want to listen to any of our past shows, read written transcripts, and more, visit us at productsourcingshow.com. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowan.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowan.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer, in writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
Lost your job? Start a business. Find out how on entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.
Hey, Mark, ready to go?
Give me a minute while I finish incorporating my business.
Haven't you had your business for over 10 years?
Yeah, never incorporated, though. I didn't realize until talking to my CPA and lawyer recently what a big risk I've been taking without forming an LLC or a corporation. One lawsuit and everything I worked hard for would be at risk. My house, my car, my retirement savings. That's when I went to bizfilings.com.
Bizfilings.com?
They've helped thousands of businesses incorporate and form LLCs in all 50 states. They do it faster and better than anyone else. Since there are no legal fees, I'll save money. And my CPA says I'll get some tax benefits. There. Done.
Can you send me a link?
All you have to do is remember bizfilings.com. Visit bizfilings.com to incorporate your business. Lifetime warranty, no legal fees, no hassle. That's bizfilings.com.
If you're an eBay seller, breathe a sigh of relief. Now you can have complete financial control of every aspect of your eBay business, even if you know nothing about accounting and your records are currently in complete disarray. It's easy with KeepMore.net. Spend just 5 minutes a day to enter your expenses and income into the program, then directly import your eBay bought and sold items. That's it. KeepMore.net does the hard part, applying the newest tax laws, accumulating every deduction, saving you time and money. Now you can make smart decisions by knowing your current profit and cash flow, and your Schedule C worksheet is ready in one click, so you save hours at tax time. KeepMore.net is online, so your data is safe and intact. There's no software to install and maintain. Be one of the first to log on to our website. We're giving a limited number of the top 20 tax tips for eBay sellers for free. Find out how you can pay less to Uncle Sam and keep more for yourself by logging on to KeepMore.net.
If you want to join the more than 724,000 people who are making a full or part-time living selling products on eBay, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. To be successful on eBay, you need to know how to find the products buyers want, locate real wholesale suppliers, and how to attract buyers to your listings. Go to whatdoisell.com and get a free product sourcing package from an eBay certified service provider. You'll get an e-course titled 15 Ways to Make Money on eBay. Most people only know about two or three ways to make money on eBay, but now you'll be privy to what only a few insiders know. You'll also get objective reviews of five legitimate, reputable wholesalers in different industries. Plus a subscription to the eBay Tip of the Week, where you'll get fresh new ideas on how to run your business using eBay. You can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free package. Go to whatdoisell.com now.
If you're tired of burning the midnight oil, losing time with your family, and making personal sacrifices for a company that could drop you with 2 weeks' notice, check out your options at theesource.com. For over 20 years, the Entrepreneur's Source has helped people from all walks of life achieve the American dream, owning their own business and enjoying a personally satisfying lifestyle. We can make your dream of self-sufficiency come true. The secret? A unique discovery process where you can explore more business options and discover more choices that are in sync with your goals. When you start a business, you'd better be darn sure it's one that's going to sustain you financially and emotionally. The Entrepreneur's Source will give you a real business advantage, no matter how tough the market climate. Don't waste another day. Check out our free services at theesource.com, where your success is our only business. That's T-H-E, the letter E-Source.com.